人生是一本书，每一段时光都是一段难忘的故事。
就让我们在此刻分享我们的故事。欢迎收听西雅图中文广播美国故事栏目。
美国故事栏目由高邦地产公司总裁建筑商胡秀平 Shirley Hu 冠名播出，电话425-443-5668。
亲爱的听众朋友们，晚上好，欢迎收听西雅图中文电台美国故事栏目，我是小袁。今天我们非常高兴的请到我们西雅图中文电台的老朋友啊，也是我们西雅图前市长，现任美国小企业管理局第十区的局长方威武先生。欢迎方局长参加我们的节目。
Hey, Xiaoyan. Good to see you again. Thank you for having me on.
我们也非常欢迎陈宇平教授一起参加节目。
谢谢小袁。
感谢许涛担任翻译。首先，就是前不久刚刚在一个会议上见到方局长啊，见到 Michael 方啊。我非常的高兴，然后我知道那个 Michael 在那个就是联邦的小企业管理局当局长了，非常的了不起，然后很想知道您就是当这个局长以来是不是比以前当市长当副市长更忙了。
Do you need my translation?
Yeah, sure. Could you do a quick translation?
Sure.
That'd be great.
So Xiaoyan just mentioned he met you in a meeting last week. It was wonderful to see you. And it's also wonderful to know that you become the new director of the Federal Small Business Administration's Region 10 office. And he just asked you a question like, is that busier to be the director of the office than the deputy mayor?
Well, that's a great question, and Xiaoyan, it was great to see you too at that conference in Olympia. I was surprised to see you there, actually, so it was great running into you. To your question, it's a great question. I think that with my approach, it's always busy. so that's just a little different, though, from Seattle City Hall and SBA regional administrator. I'll give Shui Tao an opportunity to translate.
谢谢。方局长刚刚说，很高兴见到小袁在那个奥林匹亚的会上，而且，挺意外的见到他。对局长来说，他工作一直都是很繁忙的，只是在小企业管理局和做市长期间，他的工作内容是不同的。
Yeah, and I'll just add the first, it's an incredible honor to be appointed by President Biden to this role. But I'll just mention that, one of the reasons I was really interested in the opportunity was.The chance to be able to work and help small businesses recover from the pandemic is really meaningful work. I think it's really important work. I think SBA has a really important role to play in our recovery. So I'm excited about the opportunity.
我非常荣幸受到拜登总统的任命。有一个原因非常重要对我来说，也是这个工作它之所以有趣的原因是，在小企业管理局工作可以更好的为小企业服务，并且帮助他们从疫情中恢复过来。这个对小企业局是一个非常重要的使命。
您的那个第十区是包括好几个州。是不是？然后您是不是各个州都要跑
？Is the tenth office include many states? Do you need to travel among them?
Yes, actually, the region Region 10 includes four states, Washington, Oregon, Idaho, and Alaska. So I've only been on the job for about 60 days since early January, but I've traveled to Idaho and Eastern Washington, Northwest Washington, and I have trips planned to Portland, Alaska, and Boise coming up in the next month or so. So yeah, it's very busy, but it's great to be able to get out to the states and meet and talk with people directly.
第十区包含四个州，有华盛顿州、俄勒冈州、爱达华州和阿拉斯加州。我刚刚就任六十天而已，是一月上旬就任的。这六十天中，我去了爱达华州和华盛顿东部以及西北部。我还计划要去波特兰以及阿拉斯加州，在下个月的时候。虽然到处跑是很忙碌的，但是这是一个很好的机会去和当地人直接交谈，并且了解他们的情况。
我听说陈教授上周和那个方局长，也是我们方市长，就是有个 meeting 啊，然后您能介绍一下这个 meeting 主要是谈什么吗？
OK， 好啊，谢谢。那么我可能用英文这个小偷帮我翻译好不好 ？Yeah, last week I have the honor and request of Mike Fong and SBA. I have the honor to organize a roundtable gathering with Martha Lee. So what we did was we gathered total 11 Asia business owner together and together talk about some of the.Our interaction, our benefit from SBA. One thing we're very proud of that my firm has been appointed as the regional director for SBA. We are very proud of him. And also we are very grateful that he reached out to our community, try to understand what our challenge is. And he's helping us to understand really easy way to program in SBA.See, we help the AAPI community and business to get better.
上周我们在方市长和方局长的建议下，举行了一次圆桌会议。我与Master Lee一起组织的。在这个会议上有11个亚洲的小企业企业主聚到一起来讨论。包括小企业管理局能的一些简单介绍和它能给我们带来的方便和好处，我们非常感到骄傲，方局长能够担任这个管理局的局长，并且他主动的联系我们，接近我们，和我们讨论我们所遇到的困难，以帮助亚裔美国人和太平洋岛居民。
Yeah, I would highly encourage the AAPI community to reach the SBA because their wonderful program, ranging from last year and the year before, the PPP loan to regular business loan. They also, I was very excited to find out they have what they call innovation fund, very similar to VC fund type of thing.They also help business do trade finance and helping business do export. So, for example, last week, we have a business owner who export hay from Washington State to China. He was really excited to learn about different program for SBA. Therefore, I highly recommend all the small business owner, especially AAPI community, to reach out to vast resource available provided by SBA.
我非常鼓励太平洋，亚裔美国人和太平洋岛居民能够主动联系小企业管理局，因为他们有非常棒的项目和各种计划，包括为小企业提供资金帮助以及共同讨论如何创新 一些培训项目，包括企业财政和出进出口的一些相关事项。我们有从中国来到华盛顿州的企业家，对这个项目非常的有兴趣，他们觉得能够从这个项目中获得很大的益处。
太好了。那个 Mike， 我们以前经常在就是经常有幸就是请到 Mike 上我们的节目，然后 Mike 在我们西雅图也做了很多的工作啊，然后现在您觉得担任那个联邦的那个小企业局的局长，影响的人跟就是跟那个当西雅图副市长影响的人更多还是更少？就是您更喜欢哪个节目那个职位
？So we are very honored to invite Director Fang to our program, and we know that you're always our greatest guest. And now you before this.Job, you were working with local people and helped them as a deputy mayor. So I was wondering which job you prefer and what's the difference?
Well, thanks, Shoya. First, Shortel, just a moment of levity. Every time I come on, I'm reminded I really need to go back to Mandarin school so we can do this in Chinese. Or you gotta start...learning to speak Cantonese, shall you? so I can do this. but thank you. First, but yes, thank you for having me on. I love coming on the program. And that's one of the things that actually is about both roles, as deputy mayor and in my role as regional administrator, is a real honor and privilege.I have really enjoyed public service, and in particular, it gives me an opportunity to work as closely as we have with the Asian American, Native Hawaiian, Pacific Islander communities, which is really important to me personally, but also as YP was talking, we have a very significantAsian American population in Washington state, and a very significant number of AAPI businesses in our across the region. And in Washington, I looked up the numbers just before coming on, and in Washington state we have 60,000 AAPI businesses. So, Chantal, you want to translate, and then I'll continue. Yeah, thank you.
Sure. 我非常荣幸能够参加西雅图中文电台的节目。每次我来的时候，我都让我觉得我应该重返普通话学校去多学习一下，或者小袁你也可以学习一下广东话。这两个工作对我来说都非常重要，包括副市长和小企业管理局局长这个身份。而且我觉得它非常有趣，是因为我本人对公共服务是很感兴趣的。而且它能够让我直接接触到亚裔美国人，这对我是有非常重要的个人意义的。我们华盛顿州有非常多的亚裔以及太平洋岛国居民，也有很多亚裔企业。这个数字我刚刚可能没有听清楚。
六万
是有六万是吗？
六万，对。
So, with 60,000 businesses owned by Asian Americans, Native Hawaiians, or Pacific Islanders, that's a lot of businesses. That's almost 10% of all the businesses in Washington State. So, it presents a great opportunity, as YP talked about, for us to talk more about the programs that SBA offers.But also, especially now, as we hopefully can put the pandemic behind us, I'm hearing businesses starting to talk about not just surviving, but hopefully being able to grow and thrive, be more resilient. And that's what we're here for, as well as our partners. So.
华盛顿州有6万有亚裔美国人及太平洋岛居民建立的小企业，这差不多是华州总企业总数的10%了。所以我们有很多很多机会能够和他们一起讨论关于我们小企业管理局计划的一些项目。特别是现在大家觉得疫情已经差不多过去了，所以人们讨论的不仅仅是怎样生存下去，而更多的是怎样发展、怎样繁荣和更多前瞻性的问题。
Yeah, and the last thing I'll add, just because Xiaoyan asked about the role as deputy mayor and as regional administrator, and they're very different jobs. I really enjoyed my time working for the city of Seattle. But the regional administrator job does give me a chance to work with more people, with people across the state, across 4 states. So it is a broader charge and gives me a better chance to expand both my experience in working with different communities across the Pacific Northwest. And it's a good opportunity and learning experience for me too. So both jobs have been great. As I'm in this job longer, I can give you a better answer, Xiaoyan. But it's only been 2 months. So far, so good.
所以这两个职位，副市长和管理局局长的两个职位对我来说是不同的。前者是为西雅图这个城市服务，而后者让我能够到更多的州去和更多的人交流。这在一定程度上扩大了我的交际范围，也深化了我的工作内容，使我自己也得到了学习的机会。为整个太平洋西北区地区服务，所以我可能会在今后给你一个更好的答案，因为我也仅仅上任了2个月而已，至少现在对我来说是很好的。
Yeah, maybe I could chime in observation about Mike's appointment and his impact to the community. Number one, we are very very proud of Mike being was the city deputy mayor of Seattle. We are also very proud for him now in his new role as a regional director for SBA. And second, I think that he has been a great servant, as he mentioned. He really is now helping the people, whether it's King County, whether it's city of Seattle, whether it's the 4 states that he mentioned before. But third, I think it's very significant is my Luli set up a role model for AAPI community. So we are not only just want to be a doctor, accountant, a lawyer, engineer, but we could really make a great contribution in the government that have a broader impact to everybody, not just only segment of the population. So as a result, I think Mike's appointment is really a very a good role model for all of us, and hopefully we have more people like Mike to be in the public service.
我作为整个过程的见证人，我想提两点。一点是我们对不管是作为副市长还是作为小企业管理局局长的方市长都非常的骄傲。他是华人的优秀典范。其次我想说他作为一个他用他自己的话来说，一个公仆的角色是非常有指导意义的，因为他可以告诉亚裔的年轻人，他们不光可以做医生、律师或者是工程师，他们也可以参与到市政服务当中来，因为政府的工作可以影响到更多的人，几乎是所有人。所以我们希望能够看到更多的亚裔年轻人能够投身到政府的服务工作中来。
Thank you. Thank you, Wiping. I really appreciate that.
No problem.
真的真的太棒了，我们也为方市长方局长感到骄傲我们也希望有更多的华人能够参政，然后能够走到更高的那个职位，然后能为更多的人服务啊。
We're proud of you. And we hope more Asian people, Asian American people could join the government services and public services.
That's great. Thank you, Shoyan. And of course, that is, you know, what my goal is as well. Hopefully, if I can help work with more people in our community, and hopefully that leads to people interested in public service, that would be great. And anything I can do to help in that regard, I'm definitely committed to that. So thanks.
谢谢小袁，这也是我的一个目标，就是通过和帮助更多的亚裔年轻人，让他们能够走上从政的道路，为此我愿意做任何事情。
那我们进一下广告，短暂休息一下 ，Let's have a short break， and 我们继续和方局长对话，谢谢。
谢谢。
This is Alternative Talk, 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KNUC 98.9 HD3 Seattle. The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guest, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Chinese Radio Seattle.
现在是美国西部时间晚上十点整，这里是西雅图中文电台。
声声有情。
1150 AM 西雅图中文电台，
这里是您的信息中心，
这里是您的心灵港湾，
这里是您的精神家园，
西雅图华人自己的中文电台。
朋友们也可以在网上收听我们的节目，收听网址是 ChineseRadioSeattle.com，
也可以通过智能手机下载 Chinese Radio Seattle 或者西雅图中文电台 APP 来收听我们的节目。
我们的高清调频频道是 FM 98.9 Channel 3，
我们的微信平台、新浪微博和 Facebook 账号都是 Chinese Radio Seattle。
你想获得一张图书卡，用以免费借阅、下载或在线阅读书籍、收听音乐、观看电影和电视节目吗？请从申请中文图书卡开始，并通过 www.spl.org/zh。www.spl.org/zh 在线查找有关使用西雅图公共图书馆的其他信息。华盛顿州生态环境管理署希望您对于在西雅图的 Clean Earth Burlington Georgetown 设施的环境清理工作提供评论。生态署提议发放允许进行该工作的许可，从而推进清理工作。在3月11日前审阅，并对于许可草稿和公众参与计划草稿提出评论，请前往 ecology.wa.gov/burlingtoneastfort。请记住，是 ecology.wa.gov/burlingtoneastforth。华盛顿州法律保护工人的权利。如果您的雇主否认您的工作权利，比如不能保障最低时薪、午餐时间和休息时间，以及安全健康的工作环境，那么州劳工和工业部可以为您提供帮助。如果您对自己的权利有疑问，请致电就近的 LNI 办公室，或者致电免费电话1-866-219-7321。
欢迎回到我们西雅图中文电台每周三的美国故事栏目的节目现场。今天我们通过 Zoom 非常荣幸的请到我们美国小企业管理局第十局的局长方威武先生。We are very honored to have my microphone to be on our show。那我们知道那个方局长以前是我们西雅图的高级副市长，然后 我们也有幸认识方局长好多年了，然后就是您当初历任了两任市长，就是Adam Murray 还有那个 Jenny Durkin， 然后就是我们很想借这个机会了解一下您在那个担任这个副市长期间啊，有没有什么酸甜苦辣的经历跟我们分享一下，比如说什么时候是最艰难的，什么时候什么事你觉得比较蛮有收获的事情跟我们分享一下。
So we have known Mike for a long time during his periods in Seattle government as a deputy mayor. So you have been under Mayor Ed Murray and Jenny Durkin. So could you share with us some of your experience working with them, like things that happy or sad or things you learned from it?
Sure. Thanks. It was a great experience. All told, I spent over 20 years working for the city of Seattle in different roles. The last eight or so for Mayor Murray and Mayor Durkin. And I mean, all of it was a great opportunity, great learning experience. You know, so many things happen, not just in 8 years, but in 20 years. In the city, Seattle's grown so dramatically. You know, we've had so many different changes have happened to the city. You know, I was there for when the minimum wage was increased to $15, when we passed the education levy, and also, you know, when we've had to deal with some really tough issues, including the pandemic, homelessness, public safety challenges. So it has been an incredible honor, but definitely have learned a lot through that time. Chantal, you want to translate that first?
Sure. 所以我为西雅图市工作了差不多20年了，担任了不同的角色。在后面八年里，我是作为两任市长的助手，这中间有非常多的故事，有很多事情和经历是值得我学习的。西雅图市在这多年中是经过了非常巨大的变化，我经历过$15每小时最低工资收入的法律成型的过程和教育levy 教育税 OK 我也经历过很多非常困难的阶段，包括新冠疫情流行的期间和流浪人群的管理问题以及公共安全问题。
So, but through it all, I mean, a couple of observations. One very specific to our conversation tonight that I'm very pleased to have seen over the last couple of years in the city was I saw the Asian American community become more active and vocal at City Hall, get involved in more issues, and to make their voices heard. And I think that actually is very consistent with what YB talked about earlier too, which is that, you know, whether it be learning about SBA programs or paying attention to what's happening in local government, staying active, whether it's community service or public service, the more our community stays engaged, I think the more benefit the community will receive when it comes to making sure your voices are heard at the table where decisions are being made. So that has been a very heartening for me to see that grow over the last several years. So,
在这多年的工作中，我有几个观察到的现象，一个是和今天的话题也非常非常应景的是，我看到在过去几年中，亚裔美国人更多的参与到实政中来，他们愿意发出自己的声音，对很多问题能够有自己的评论。就像雨萍先生刚刚说的，这也使得他们会愿意来学习和了解我们小企业管理局，通过和当地政府的更积极的交流和不管是社区还是公共服务，他们能够更多的参与进来，而他们参与的越多，越能够从中获益，这是我非常欣慰能够看到的。
Maybe I want to say a little thing about, because my involvement in the city of Seattle past 20 years, he bring in so much relationship and credibility to the SBA. So he used that kind of credibility in relation to reach out to the AAPB community. Therefore, I think he was able to access more and help more AAPI community. I hope our AAPI community definitely step up to the plate and utilize the government resource to help the small business, because if the small business doing well, we're going to create more jobs for the community and everybody's better off.
我也来发表几点我的想法。所以我参与到西雅图的市政工作也有20年了。我想说方市长他带来了很多新的关系和网络。所以亚裔美国人应该能更积极的参与包括交流和接触获取这些服务。这样他们可以更多的站出来，并且使用政府的这些服务，以获得更大的收益。
Chayan, I'd like to add on to YP's comment. Just to give one example, one of the areas that the SBA works really hard on is around federal government contracting. The federal government is the largest purchaser of goods and services in the world. Everything from office supplies to construction to catering, restaurant businesses. And in Washington state, the last three years alone, the federal government has bought over $40 billion of services, goods and services. Of that, less than 1% has gone to businesses owned by Asian Americans, Native Hawaiian, or Pacific Islanders. So that just tells us we have enormous potential for growth there, opportunity, if we can help get more businesses to be certified and learn how that process works for government contracting.
好的，我要算一算这40 billion 是多少？
400亿，400亿，
哇塞，
400亿。
所以方市长刚刚给我们举了一个例子，就是在在小企业局工作，可以看到的一个现象是，他能够观察到，联邦政府的，合同带来的工作机会是最大的，联邦政府是最大的，购买者，购买服务，包括，办公服务啦，工程建设啦，还有，餐饮服务，所以在过去的3年中，华盛顿州，有400亿， 服务是由政府购买的，但是这中间有少于1%是AAPI 这个族群的小企业获得的，所以这可以看到我们是有非常大的机会来提高这方面的潜能和抓住这方面的机会的，只要我们能够帮助亚裔小企业了解和学习如何与政府签合同和从他们那里获得工作机会。
Yeah, I think Mai has a very good point. Let me give you my observation last week. In the meeting last week, we had 11 business owners. We were a group of people that's highly educated. 11 people with 3 PhD, 7 MBA, 1 JD. We have 15 master's degrees from a bunch of Ivy League schools, right? What's interesting that a lot of program Mike and his colleague talk about, we are not aware of it. We start to simply do not aware of it. By understanding what the SBA has to offer, I think we will get more involved and benefit from a lot of these $40 billion contract might talk about. And that's a huge opportunity for the AAPI business owner and for the AAPI community as a whole.
我的观察是，就从我们上一周举行的会议的11个小企业主来说，他们都是拥有高学历的人才，有3个博士、7个 MBA、1个法学博士，还有一个人忘记是什么了。
没有问题，没有问题，接着讲。OK。
但是从他们跟我们的交流中，我们发现他们对于小企业管理局能够提供什么样的服务，其实是所知甚少的。所以我们如果能够把他们带动起来来共同竞争这400亿的政府经费那对他们来说是一个巨大的机会。
好，我们再进一下广告啊。 Let's have another break and we resume the conversation with the,
Thank you.
My microphone.
Sound Transit 正在举办免费社区活动，讨论未来的连接 West Seattle 和 Ballard Link 扩建计划。快来了解西雅图市中心第四大道和第五大道的潜在路线和车站位置选择，并分享您对在社区中扩展轻轨的想法。现场有翻译，请于3月17日星期四下午12点至7点到西雅图401 South Jackson Street 的 Union Station 亲自加入我们，或者在3月24日星期四下午5点30分至7点30分通过 Zoom 参加。面对面的开放日可能根据州和地方 COVID-19 的社交疏离指导方针而做调整，如因故不能举行现场活动，则将改为虚拟活动，具体时间可能会有所不同。请访问 wsblink.participate.online/ 或致电206-903-7229注册，或者了解更多信息。
肌肉骨骼伤痛、车祸、工伤，请找康健脊椎治疗中心肖明医师。康健康健，祝您健康。电话206-621-7501，206-621-7501。
昨天喝过的汽水瓶，用完的酱油瓶，今天洗净擦干，将空瓶回收。明天。孩子拥有更美的地球，给予我们的孩子一个永续的明天。 Waste Management 鼓励你我正确回收。
美国故事栏目由高邦地产公司总裁建筑商胡秀平 Shelly Hu 冠名播出，电话425-443-5668。
欢迎回到我们西雅图中文电台的美国故事栏目的节目现场。今天我们通过 Zoom 请到美国小企业管理局第10局的局长方威武先生，履行了 Administrator of Small Business Administration 履行 10 microphone。 那还有一位是陈宇平先生YP Chen 非常非常高兴请到两位来跟我们 就是介绍这个美国小企业管理局。当然那个这个方局长他自己的经历，然后这个小企业管理局做什么啊。然后我们知道那个麦克当了局长之后，就是市长做的那些事情比较头大的事情，比如说疫情啊，然后无家可归者啊，公共安全这些事情就不用管了，然后就现在集中精力就做这个企业管理，然后帮助小企业，特别是帮助 AAPI 这些这个社区的那个人群啊，能够得到政府的帮助，我觉得这个意义非常重大啊，就是我们也非常高兴，就是有那个我们华人的骄傲啊，方威武能够担任这个小企业局的局长。
So since you're not deputy mayor anymore, you don't need to worry about things like pandemic or homelessness or the public safety, but you now have major concerns for the small businesses, how to help them, like especially the AAPI groups. So we are so proud of you, and what you do means a lot to us.
Well, thank you, Xiaoyan. I really appreciate that. I want to just add that, you know, while I'm not in my role as deputy mayor, I'm still very mindful of the issues that residents and businesses face in our community. I live in Seattle too. All those issues matter to me. So to the extent that I can continue to engage and be helpful with those, I'm still willing and want to participate and support the community. But on SBA, you know, just to reinforce it, it's been a very tough 2 years. And for the API community, recovery has really not just from the pandemic and the global health crisis, but as members of the Asian community also experienced an increase in hate crimes, stigmatization from the COVID, and you know, even now today, you know, members of our community still have concerns, you know, about their safety and security, and those all contribute and compound the challenges and difficulty of recovering from the pandemic. So that's why for me, I think it's really important for SBA to be really proactive with this community, and I hope that, you know, the conversations that we started with YP and Martha and the Ethnic Chamber, and I'll be doing more similar conversations all across the state, all across the four states, actually, with an aim to really focus our resources in an equitable way for recovery.
我要纠正小袁一点，虽然我不是副市长了，但是我依然非常关心过去的那些问题，他们现在仍然存在。因为我不仅是这里的居民，而且我也是亚裔的成员。所以我非常关心居民和小企业关注的问题。我希望能够再通过我的参与和帮助能够更多的支持这个群体。另外一点我要强调的是，过去的两年对于所有的美国人和特别是亚裔美国人来说是非常艰难的两年。因为他们不仅亚裔，不仅他们要面临疫情和这个全球性的健康危机。同时他们也可能遇到仇恨亚裔的犯罪和歧视， 所以有很多亚裔的成员对此表示非常的关切。我也非常重视我们这个群体的安全问题。特别是作为小企业管理局的局长来说，小企业管理局需要在帮助年轻人重获工作和降低疫情困扰的这个方面提供更多的支持和帮助。所以我们是希望通过横跨四个州的共同的讨论，就像我们上一周通过陈先生和马瑟里举行的圆桌会议那样，能够帮助大家更好的解决这方面的问题。
Yeah, I want to add that as a small business owner, actually, I have a business in Belleville, but I live in Seattle. I definitely kind of really appreciate all the issues that Mike has to deal with, and as a deputy city mayor. But more importantly, I thought it really refreshing for someone in the SBA have that kind of background, that kind of culture understanding some of the difficult challenge faced by the AAPI community. So the AAPI can help our community better. Of course, understand my role is not just help the AAPI community. His role is help everybody, the SBA and four state. But having someone who really have that kind of a background is really help our cause. And we're really very excited to really engage and continue dialogue with Mike and the SBA as well. I hope that other business owner of AAPI community will actively see the help of SBA, because our experience has been a very productive one. I hope we continue that discussion and get more people involved.
所以我作为曾经在贝维有过自己的企业的人，我非常能够了解和赞许方市长他所关注的这一切。同时现在作为小企业管理局局长的他也有很多这方面的背景了解，亚裔族裔的面临的挑战和困难。当然他不仅仅代表亚裔族裔，他代表的是所有人，能够特别是亚裔能够通过更多的亚裔参与进来，我是强烈呼吁他们能够寻求小企业管理局的帮助。
那个方局长能不能介绍一下，如果就是小企业主需要帮助的时候，怎么样才能联系到这个小企业管理局呢？
So Director Fang, could you tell us if some small business want to seek help from Small Business Administration, how can they contact the office?
Yeah, that's great. So the first, I actually really welcome people to email me directly at michael.fong@sba.gov. So that's really easy to remember, michael.fong@sba.gov. And I can help direct you to the right people on our team. And then, of course, we have our resources on our website, sba.gov. And I intend to be out in community talking about the programs with our team. And if you or your organization want us to come and talk more about SBA, yeah, let me know, and we'll try to be there. So,
我想先告诉大家我的 email 地址，michaelfang@sba.gov， 非常好记。所以，如果你通过
michael.fang
michael.fang@sba.gov， 如果你给我发邮件，我会找把你带到正确的人那里解决你的问题。同时我也想告诉大家我们的网址 sba.gov。你可以通过网站搜索我们的项目。当然如果你有特别的问题，我是经常到社区当中走动的，所以你可以找到我。然后如果你或者你的机构有什么问题，我愿意告诉你们我们的团队能够帮助到你们的地方，然后我们可以共同探讨这方面的问题。
今天是不知不觉我们的节目马上就到尾声了。今天非常荣幸的请到我们西雅图的前任的副市长，现在是美国联邦小企业管理局第十局的局长方卫武先生光临我们的节目，也感谢陈宇平先生参与我们这次节目。在节目的最后，两位是不是再跟我们听众朋友说一句话？
Could you say something at the last minute to our audience? Just one sentence.
Yeah, no, just again, it's great being on the program, Xiaoyuan. Thank you so much for everything you do for community. YP, it's been great getting to know you as a friend, having your partnership on the work with SBA. I'm looking forward to continuing our working relationship. And again, just thank you again for, I've been incredibly grateful for the amount of support I've had from the API community, and I'm looking forward to working with everyone in this new role. So thank you very much, Xiaoyuan. We'll talk again soon.
Thank you.
Okay, 谢谢大家，谢谢大家，谢谢。Thank you, Mike, for the opportunity to be in the program with you. I want to thank Xiaoyuan for hosting thing. I also want to thank Dr. Wong. I know you have a doctor too, and I know you just said you're Dr. Wong. You're really highly educated. I hope Xiaoyuan paid you enough to be a translator. And I really appreciate the opportunity. Hope we have opportunity to do it again. 谢谢大家，谢谢大家。
谢谢大家。
谢谢。
OK, 拜拜。
谢谢。拜
拜拜。
Crossings TV, Comcast 有线电视 Xfinity 152台为西雅图华人观众送上豪华中文电视节目大餐，东方新闻、凤凰卫视新闻、非诚勿扰、一站到底、芝麻开门，每天还有精彩电视剧和更多资讯和娱乐节目。请记得收看 Crossings TV, Comcast 有线电视 Xfinity 152台。查询详细节目信息，请访问 www.crossingstv.com。
餐饮、
娱乐、
招聘、
交友、
买房、
投资、
演出，
请找西雅图中文电台。
中文电台广告使您梦想成真，最低收费每月仅仅$100就有机会使您的生意或者活动家喻户晓。
赶快行动吧！广告热线206-619-8698。206-619-8698，
或者发 email 到 crsradio@gmail.com。
西雅图中文电台需要您的支持。如果您曾经听到过西雅图中文电台的节目，如果您曾经在西雅图中文电台网站或者微信平台上读到过我们的报道，如果您参加过中文电台举办的演出或者其他活动，请您支持我们。西雅图中文电台是由非营利组织西雅图华人广播协会支持的。大多数的主持人多年来义务为西雅图以及全球的华人提供精神食粮，请您向具有 501c3 免税资格的西雅图华人广播协会捐款。捐款的 PayPal 账号是 scbaseattle@gmail.com， 捐款电话206-619-8698，206-619-8698。西雅图中文电台感谢您的支持。
新冠病毒 COVID-19 仍然是工作场所的严重危害，请继续在公众可以进入的室内空间佩戴口罩并经常洗手。如果您感到不适，请通知您的主管待在家里并遵守隔离指南。如果您在工作中感染冠状病毒，您可能有资格获得工人赔偿，包括医疗保健和其他福利。如需更多信息，请致电州劳工和工业部，1800-547-8367。